Your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now. But something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
Well, hello, driven women and aspiring driven women. You know, I haven't always been as focused as I am now, and I've had many wonderful ideas over the years that never made it all the way to the finish line. Maybe you can relate. When I decided to launch this podcast, after a great deal of deliberation, my number one goal was to get it off the ground and focus on making it consistent. Well, here we are at episode 20. And as a matter of fact, today's episode is called How to Handle Being Forgetful. I love being able to laugh at myself, which I'm kind of doing right now, because I realize in my quest to be consistent with the Driven Woman podcast, there was one very important detail that I forgot, and that is this. A number of you have already given me some wonderful reviews on Apple Podcasts, and I haven't shared any of them. So how are you supposed to know how much I appreciate the feedback? And, hint, hint, I'm really hoping some others of you will take the hint and give me a review too. Because if you do, here's your incentive. I'm going to read it on one of the upcoming episodes. If I get so many, I can't read one per episode and ever keep up, I'll start reading two. Okay, the very first one that I received is from Laura S. Peterson. This means a lot to me because Laura is also a podcaster. Laura Peterson has the Copy That Pops podcast. She is a book coach, a mama, a former teacher, now entrepreneur, and she helps people become Amazon bestsellers in very little time. You should check her out. Here's what Laura has to say about the Driven Woman podcast. Free therapy and business coaching in one. It's so rare to hear advice from someone who gets it from both business and psychology perspectives. Listen to this podcast if you want sage insights backed by science and practical experience. Well, it sounds like I really hit the mark with Laura, and I'm very happy because I'm not really that woo-woo. I don't discount it entirely, but I'd say I'm like half a woo. So business, psychology, science, and practical experience, that's my sweet spot. So here we go with episode number 20, How to Handle Being Forgetful. I hope you like it. Even though I am educated, intelligent, and articulate, my memory sucks ass, and it always has. Some people say, it's a senior moment, but that doesn't count when you can remember being like this in the first grade. When people meet me for the first time, I'm pretty sure their first impression is that I am fully capable of remembering the conversation the next day. But in my world, there's no such expectation. I'll often forget their name the instant they say it, and in spite of having a very engaging chat, the odds that I don't recall it or them even hours later are pretty high. I've even been known to completely blank out on entire meetings that lasted over an hour, and I was the one running it. I mean, I don't even remember that it happened, not just forgetting what I said. I call this tendency forgetting because it's as though my ability to recall gets lost in a heavy fog, the kind that slows you down to 5 miles per hour if you happen to get caught in it while driving near the coastline. I also think of it as having Swiss cheese brain. Sometimes the memory of a conversation sticks to the cheese, and sometimes it slides right out through the holes. Now, as much as I love, love, love cheese, I'd rather not have it in my head. Mainly because it's such a completely random thing, my memory. I mean, I'm just as likely to forget a conversation that I really enjoyed as much as one that was a total sleeper. I'm sure you can guess how inconvenient, upsetting, and at times scary this tendency is. Before I discovered the reason for my shitty memory, ADHD, I even worried that it might be early onset dementia, especially after my husband and I watched the film Still Alice on Netflix. You know, the one with Julianne Moore? That was one of the most upsetting movies I have ever seen because this poor woman was literally losing her mind to early onset Alzheimer's and decided that when it got bad, her life would no longer be living. She was a college professor. But when it did progress to that point, she couldn't even carry out her suicide plan because she couldn't remember what to do and where she had hidden her supplies. Now, I seriously doubt, for the record, in case any of my kids is listening or my husband, that I seriously doubt I would ever take my life because of my seriously bad memory. But I so identified with the character's desperation because her brain was less and less reliable. Well, this is an all too familiar feeling, and I literally broke down in tears and said, I cannot watch any more of this. My husband and I relocated from Los Angeles to Portland about a year and a half ago. So everyone I'm meeting is new to me, even though at this point, due to COVID, it's mostly online. But all my life, I've struggled with feeling anxious, self-conscious, embarrassed, and ashamed about my memory limitations, especially with respect to interpersonal relationships. Hey, if I forget to put the mayonnaise back in the fridge or forget to move the wet clothes from the washer to the dryer, how many of you are identifying with this? Depending on how much time passes before I discover the lapse, the consequences are not that big a deal. I mean, I've had to buy another jar of mayo from time to time, and there have been many loads of laundry that were done more than once. But that's pretty minor, right? I mean, forgetting a good friend's birthday, not once but repeatedly, done it, that has bigger consequences that you can't always laugh off or even apologize for. Promising to follow up with a client or a colleague on something that they've asked for, or worse, something I've suggested and offered, is a bigger deal because there are witnesses. The mayo isn't talking, but people do. And unfortunately, I realize I have offended, hurt, and disappointed countless people over the years, which takes a toll on your self-esteem. I've known people whose memory skills rival my own, not in a good way, who simply start pulling back from others and playing small in their business and life in order to avoid letting others and themselves down. They work with clients that aren't really the ones they want, or maybe give up on entrepreneurship and go back and get a job, one that's far below their abilities and talents, and is definitely not going to get them to live the life they want. Some of them become an almost hermit, simply to prevent themselves from falling short of the goal of being reliable with others and keeping their word. They are far more committed to doing what they say they will, but they just can't remember what it was. It always makes me sad to meet someone who copes with their lousy memory this way, but I totally get it. Listen, I am not terribly fond of letting others down, but I honestly believe there's a better way. And the way I handle it might not be right for everybody who struggles like this, but it works pretty well for me and for many of my clients that I've shared it with. My hope is that it will help you too, if memory issues and being forgetful is something you struggle with. And if you, like me, have ADHD, you probably do. At any rate, it's worth a try, and it's free. I'm not sure that it matters why you have memory issues, by the way. If it's cognitive decline due to aging, a head injury, the effects of chemotherapy, working the night shift for years, not getting enough sleep for any number of reasons, hormonal imbalance, or ADHD, which happens to be the case for many of the people listening to this show, they've got more than one. Now, I could share with you a shit ton of strategies for how to improve your memory, and many of them are helpful, at least for a little while. In fact, there's a really good podcast by a man named Jim Quick called Quick Brain. If you are fond of the quick and dirty tips and tricks and strategies, you should definitely check him out. But for me, what I have honestly found to be the most helpful of all is the 1-2 punch of self-acceptance and honest communication about expectations with others. I simply, but not easily, decided to stop hating myself for having a shit memory and to stop feeling inadequate, stupid, or broken because of it. I put an end to my explaining, excusing, and apologizing for my lapses of memory, which meant that I also put an end to my tendency to feel like I was perpetually one down in all my relationships. Think about that for a second. Here's what I do now. I keep a notepad and a pen with me at all times, and I make regular and frequent use of the notes function on my phone. I also use the Amazon Echo at home. But I know I will still forget things for the rest of my life. And I know it will also be okay. It will be okay, not because it will ever be any different. As a matter of fact, as I get older, it's probably going to get worse. It's going to be okay because I have decided and declared that I am enough, shitty memory and all. The other side of the coin is that in addition to deeply and completely accepting my forgetfulness, I also now let others know what they can expect of me and ask them, sometimes plead with them, never ever to take it personally when my memory limitations affect them. I will not promise anyone to never forget a birthday, and I will no longer pledge that I will always pick up the dry cleaning or manage the laundry. I simply say I will always do my best to be considerate and thoughtful. I will take advantage of the tricks and tips and tools and strategies. I will manage my stress because I know when I'm stressed, my memory is worse. But there will be lapses, and some of them will be uncomfortable, inconvenient, and yes, hurtful. I can't coerce anyone into forgiving me, but I can let them know who I am and what I'm struggling with. Then it's up to them to decide if it's worth it or not. Either way, me and my Swiss cheese brain will carry on. Some memories will stick and some will slide. But as for me, I will love and accept myself either way. If you're a female business owner or entrepreneur who has ADHD, I don't have to tell you, it impacts everything. Your perfectionism, your procrastination, your people-pleasing, your distractibility, disorganization, imposter complex, all of that gets in the way of sharing your brilliance with the world. But guess what? I've got you. Up until now, it's only been possible to work with me in private coaching one-on-one, but I kept getting requests for groups. So I've decided to go all in on groups starting this fall at 2 different levels. Want to figure out if working with me in a group coaching experience is right for you? And if so, which one? There's a link in the show notes. We'll get you on the wait list and start giving you all the details to make the right choice for you. Want to hear from someone who's actually worked with me and discovered that with ADHD, as an entrepreneur, there is no magic pill. Here's my client, Rachel.
I didn't have you helping me along the way to understand a lot of this stuff. The meds would have been a waste for me, a complete and total waste. I would have had a little bit more energy, maybe, but still, the habits, whatever. There's no magic pill. It's always going to be something I'm going to have to work on, and I am understanding that and being okay with that and just kind of working through that and thinking and being intentional and stopping myself and doing all of the things for the first time in my life. I'm going to tell you right now, the meds have allowed me to slow stuff down enough that I've never been this effective at anything cognitive ever in my life. But I've also never had it explained to me by somebody who understands what's going on in my head either.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.